Most Australian paediatricians believe mandatory detention of asylum-seeker children is child abuse. That's the conclusion of new research published in the Medical Journal of Australia today. The survey also showed doctors had a poor knowledge of health screening and the eligibility of the children for Medicare services. Liv Caspin has this report.
As of the 31st of August this year, there were 869 children in Australian immigration detention facilities and offshore processing centres. Now, in a study of Australian paediatricians about their knowledge of refugees and asylum seekers, there's been this conclusion.
What we found was that most paediatricians felt that putting children, asylum seeker children, in mandatory detention constituted child abuse. That's 80% of paediatricians felt that was the case, because to imprison anyone without a trial indefinitely is abusive, but to do it to a child in particular is even more sinister.
Paediatrician Professor David Isaacs from the Children's Hospital at Westmead in Sydney carried out the research. 139 paediatricians took part and were also quizzed on what they knew about the rights and needs of asylum seeker children.
Their knowledge was average, I would say, no better than that. Paediatricians don't always know that asylum seekers seeking emergency hospital care are exempt from any payments, at least in New South Wales and in most states, so they might not give them adequate healthcare because they were afraid they would have to pay for it. They're not very aware of interpreter services, and they're not very aware about Medicare availability and how to find out about Medicare for whether the patients are eligible and whether they've actually got Medicare cards and so on.
Fellow paediatrician Professor Elizabeth Elliott from the University of Sydney agrees some of the results are worrying.
Well, I think what this study indicates is that paediatricians need to be educated about the rights of asylum seekers who are on temporary visas, and that they do have the right of access to Medicare, and that they can be referred for specialist services.
Professor Elliott recently travelled with the Human Rights Commission to Christmas Island to look at the impact of forced detention of children on their health, including their mental health. She agrees with the survey that detention can equate to child abuse.
If we're depriving children of their right to education, to freedom, and to adequate and optimal, in fact, health care, then this is a form of abuse. And I think that what we saw on Christmas Island was many children and young adults who had extreme mental distress as a result of their prolonged period in detention.
The paper, which has been published today, calls for the immediate release of all children from detention.
This is Liv Caspin.